Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah to God in the highest. Well, welcome, 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 my Stars of Heaven Network listeners, my sisters and brothers in Christ, and to all of those who are born in this great country of ours who are also inhabitants of the earth. Glory be to God. What a blessing it is to be with you on the second day of this new dispensation of grace that we're in. And I'm so excited. Hallelujah. I mean, truly bubbling, bubbling over with joy at what this new season has presented to us. Amen. Especially to me, as founder and president of Brides of Christ Women's Ministries, I am so excited that you have joined me today in celebrating my 9th year anniversary. Yes, this is the 9th year that I've been reigning, hallelujah, according to His grace, in His grace and His power, His majestic reign. And I'm just full today, and I'm so excited to be here with you too. Take this moment to just celebrate us in this great country. Amen. And it comes around once a year when we celebrate this great country. It should be every day, but this particular time I wanted to just take this time before I bring you the premier broadcast of the 9th year celebration. It should take this time to exhort you to celebrate us, we, as inhabitants of the earth and as well as citizens of this great country. Amen. And I know oftentimes it looks bleak and it can look dark, even in the world. But we are blessed, and I came to exhort you and to remind you of that we are blessed. And truly, one of the blessings about being in this great country is, as I often share with you in my anniversaries, the foundation in which it was built, amen, and the intent in why it was built, and the blessed part about it moving forward, amen, as well as celebrating, amen, the glorious history of our life in this country, amen, and my life and your life marked when we were born and birthed in this great country, had the privilege to be born here, gave us a new hope, a new opportunity, amen. And I tell you, I have never lived anywhere else, but, what this country has given us and allows us for us, our liberties, our civil liberties, should be appreciated and most certainly should be respected. Amen. That's why I get so heated whenever, you know, is anyone should, when their civil liberties or even human rights are violated. You know, we should stand up. We should have a voice, amen, and proclaim our liberty and do it where it brings resolution and liberty to all the people. And we do that. I do that by my life, amen. My life, amen. And so I'm just excited to be here with you on Brides, Bubbly, and Brunch. And this 9th year celebration of Brides of Christ Women's Ministries is being brought to you by the Stars of Heaven Network. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm excited about what the Lord has declared this year's blessings to be, amen. And when I was praying about what He wanted to speak to His people in the 9th year anniversary of Brides of Christ Women's Ministries, He said, "I am the homecoming King, amen. I am the soon coming King." Yes, that's what He said, and I tell you, I'm so excited to declare that to you. And I'm not going to be before you long. I just want to just share some things that He's given me for exhortation. Hallelujah. And one of the things that I'm really feeling right now is a fresh fire, a holy fire coming down from the throne of God. Hallelujah. I'm just excited about, you know, as I am edified and built up by my fellowship with other leaders and ministries, whom the Lord has led me to partake with, how we're on one accord, saying the same thing, amen, having the same mind, and I'm encouraged about that unity of the bond of peace, amen, in the spirit, amen, because truly the word of God said that the government shall be upon His shoulders, amen, whatever is to truly be, amen, in the earth realm is going to be manifested by the Bride of Christ. Amen. And so I tell you, this celebration of our union at this time, 2017, the celebration of our bond, our union as inhabitants of the earth, amen, will bind us, amen. And the thing that I so love about this celebration is the Lord said, praise. If we truly are worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, and we are really giving God glory and honor and praise for not just this country but the world, He said that celebration, hallelujah, that praise, hallelujah, will prepare you for it, amen. It will be the power and the fire that will take you to new heights, amen, and new realms of glory. And He said, because I am the Lion of Judah, and that I've already gone before you, amen, to make the crooked way straight and the rough edges smooth, amen. And He said, as we praise Him in one voice in our song, amen, He said that it will usher us to a new place of what? Provision, amen, provision. And I'm excited about that. I really, really am. that He has allowed us to come together for such a time as this and celebrate each other, amen, as citizens of this great country, amen, past, present, and future. Hallelujah, past, present, and future. And I tell you, the thing that I so love about what He gave me regarding Him being the homecoming king, he spoke to me that that He again allowed this to be in correlation as what it also represents in homecomings in a traditional sense for us celebrating in sports, and I'll get into that a little bit later. But I want to give the spiritual meaning and revelation that He gave me about the homecoming king, amen, about why this decree is so important at this time as ministry heads and leaders and you as believers of Jesus Christ, because it's really going to be done by His divine providence, amen, by His Spirit, amen. And that's why it's so important for us to walk in the Spirit and live in the Spirit, amen. And I tell you, when I share with you about Him saying about our celebration at this time, as we worship Him in spirit and truth, as we praise Him with our whole heart, amen, how that is like a prelude, amen. And He said it's a court warming, amen, a court warming, amen. He said, that's what I want. I want your praise, amen. He said, as you prepare to enter to the courts, my courts with thanksgiving and the gates with praise, amen. He said it will be a prelude, amen. So this time, glory be to God, is a great prelude to what's being prepared to be unveiled by Father God, amen, in the earth realm. And I'm excited about that. And so whenever you have a great celebration like this time, it's not to be taken lightly, amen. Yes, we feast on all the traditional things that speaks Americana as Americans, and the things that we do is celebrating our heritage and the foods that we eat. But He said it's all collective because, again, this great country is made up of every tongue and nation, amen. And that's the beauty, hallelujah, the beauty about being the bride of Christ, amen, that our expression is unique, amen. But going back to what He said about the court warming, amen, He said that I'd rather for you to be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth, amen. And God said that fire that He's putting upon us, that fire that we need to know how to spark ourselves, amen, being the flint, amen, having the flint, amen, being the rock that He's built upon. He said that as we begin to warm the courts, amen, it will prepare and usher in, amen, not only new anointings, amen, but He said it would also is representative of new armors, amen, that He's releasing, new armors, new apparel, amen, new mantles, Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that's why I'm so excited when he took me back to my mission statement. Hallelujah, Father God. Glory be to God. My mission statement when I birthed Bride of Christ Women's Ministries about the bride coming down, adorned, coming down from heaven as a bride adorning herself for a husband. Amen. This is a great adorning right now, and you don't want to miss this time. I don't want you to miss the time. Amen. And so he gave me the analogy of homecoming kings and queens that is celebrated in Canada, is celebrated in every facet of church comings. Is celebrated in every culture in its own expression in bringing back, amen, that which was lost, amen. And one of the things that he said to me in him declaring that he was the homecoming king is that him being Christ Jesus our Lord, he is the Lord of hosts. Amen. He is hosting us in the earth realm. And that's why it's so important to be divinely aligned, not only with Father God, but be aligned in the universe. Amen. And be right with yourself. Amen. Making sure that you are in right standing with yourself, that you don't have any doors open that will prevent the glory of God, hallelujah, from coming forth. Amen. He said that I am the Lord of hosts in the earth. And that that he's given me this charge, hallelujah, and I'm so honored and privileged to minister to you in the coming days regarding our eternal rich heritage, amen, our eternal rich heritage, which is according to what? The blood covenant of Jesus Christ, amen. And I tell you, that blood covenant, amen, that eternal rich heritage, amen, that was promised to our forefathers, sworn by God himself, amen, that he would keep his covenant that he swore to his forefathers. So I'm just really excited to be here on today and just come to you today and just praise the Lord with you and to extol you and to prepare you for what's to come. Amen. And this is the time through celebration, through Thanksgiving, through being grateful. Amen. Through forgiveness. Amen. Through healing, by healing, can you begin to see what the Lord is doing. Amen. And the thing that he said about the promise that he swore to our forefathers and mothers is that now it has been given to the womb of God, the elect lady. Amen. The church. Glory be to God, which is you, which is me. Amen. And I'm excited. I'm excited about it because this ninth year speaks to the new Americans. Yes, it does. It speaks to new Americans. It speaks to the effectual doors being opened by the preaching of the gospel. Amen. Jesus said, I have many sheep of this fold that I also must bring. Amen. Other sheep that's not of this fold that I also must bring. And as intercessors, which all of us should be, amen, interceding for those who don't know the Lord in the pardon of sins. Amen. This ninth year anniversary speaks to the saving of the souls, amen, that are yet to come, amen, and coming to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, to come into what? Salvation, to what? Receive eternal life, amen. And I'm praising and thanking God for bringing revival of that, amen, of the soul that's been weary, amen, the soul that is lost, amen, because Jesus came for what? The lost sheep of Israel, amen. And so it's important for us to to edify to the sisters and brothers in Christ, but it's also important for us to evangelize the sinner and know how to do that. Amen. And I'm finding that that is becoming harder and harder or more challenging because of the false Christ. Amen. And it's a blessing when you have ministers and leaders who truly have a true testimony. Amen. Which I'm really excited to share with you as I prepare to minister this offering to you this month. Another thing that the Lord said to me is that this is also a prophetic summoning. Amen. A heralding, a calling, amen, to his sheep. Amen. And I wanted for us to be able to respond and answer the call. Amen. We must what? Know his voice. Amen. He said, all my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Amen. So I'm really excited about coming to you. And after the celebration of this glorious time, and I'm definitely going to use these a couple of days before I do the premiere broadcast of the 9-year anniversary to celebrate, to worship and to praise and to get into a place of consecration to really get that momentum, keep that momentum, amen, that he is going to put on us, amen. So he said, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And so I'm really excited about the homecoming king. Yes, he's coming home to you. He's coming home to the place of his rest. Glory be to God. And as Jesus declared, and he's asking right now, where's the place of my rest? Where's the house that you built for me? Amen. And so God is looking for us to prepare a place for him. Amen. As he prepared a place for us, amen, he wants to come to abide at your house, amen, and he comes to celebrate us, amen, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about helping you prepare, amen, your court warming, amen, how to show you and teach you how to prepare the will of the Lord by way of your worship, amen, by way of positioning your heart, amen, and again, last month's offering of Faith Like Flint was one of the tools and one of the keys that he gave me to help you in this season. Hallelujah. So I'm excited about your new adorning. I'm excited about your new armor as your faith is being increased. Hallelujah. Definitely by promotion, because this is also a place of elevation that the Lord has given Brides of Christ Women's Ministries in this 9th month of birthing. Amen. Eight is new beginnings. 9 is birthing. So I'm excited, and I'm so excited you are going to join me and will join me to be partaker. And I tell you what he says to one, he says to all. Yes, he does. He says to one, he says to all. So all we have to do is to just to worship him in spirit and in truth and position ourselves. Amen. And be not a forgetful hearer. Amen. So I just want to say thank you so much for being here for Lisa Marie's Brides, Bubbly, and Brunch. I hope that your celebration of each other, of this great country, of what he has written of us, amen, of his will for our individual lives, amen, that his will, what he has written, his seal, amen, upon us, will be manifested and come to pass, amen, quickly, amen, because, again, he said he'll do a quick work and he'll cut it, what, short in righteousness. So I love you. May you and your family have a safe July 4th celebration. May it be full of peace and joy. And I definitely will speak to you after these glory days. Amen. I love you. Peace, blessings, and love. I've also included in my introduction God bless America. Amen. This is something that I've been reading, and I've been praising the Lord, and it's been ringing in my spirit. Amen. And as we sing it and we praise God collectively for the words, amen. I tell you, the earth shall yield her increase, amen. Truly, the earth shall yield her increase, and truly our liberty, we shall always thank God for, amen. And our freedom, spiritual freedoms, and our civil liberties shall always be celebrated and upheld by the law of Christ, which is love. Amen. For he said, love thy neighbor as thyself. And that love fulfills the law. I love you. God bless you. And I will speak to you soon. Take care.